This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The government has become illegitimate. It is destroying the republic. And it was one of our more famous presidents that said that when the government becomes destructive of the aims and tries to overthrow the legitimate government, it is the people's right, their duty, to remove that government. And most of our founding fathers said that in different ways. Read the Declaration of Independence, then ask yourself, is that not happening today? Now we have loaded phones with Wesley and Daryl and Brian and Tom and Charles and others. Your calls are coming up in the next segment, your chance to talk to Aaron Zellman, founder and president of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms and Concerned Citizens Opposed to Police States. Website is jpfo.org. We have a link to it on Infowars.com, jpfo.org, and later we'll give you out a toll-free number to join or to get their free email alerts or to get some of the fine publications they put out, like Uncle Jack's comic books that teaches kids about corrupt government and what gun control is really all about. Has a great effect. But, Aaron, I wanted to raise this story and get your response to it during this short segment. Well, we'll just do it in the next segment. I'll actually read the article, but it's out of New York Daily News, and it talks about how the police have been ordered that if you don't put your newspapers out tied with a proper knot for recycling, you get a huge fine. If you park in your own parking lot, there was a city ordinance you couldn't park in your own parking lot, but now they're going ahead and arresting you. You can't, if you put your books in the seat that's not occupied on the train, you get a fine. Now two men that have a barber shop stepped out when they didn't have anybody's hair to cut, smoked a cigarette on their own step, and they were given fines, and the police said, blame it on Bloomberg, we've been ordered to do this. Government just squeezing, taking women to jail for not wearing a seatbelt a block from their house, driving home, and putting them in jail, and just all of these new incredible charges for petty offenses. Is this what the police state is all about?
You know, this almost makes me think that New York City is a test case, like a bunch of rats inside a cage. Let's just see if we can get away with all of these things. I think that's what the boys are asking themselves. And, you know, I think Mr. Bloomberg ought to run his business the way he's trying to run New York City, see if he likes it. This morning I was talking to somebody who lives in the New York area, and they said that someone got was leaning on a fire hydrant the other day, and they got a ticket for loitering. I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't see it, but I just have to assume the person is telling me exactly what happened. But this is almost a situation. Let's just see how far we can push the envelope.
Aaron, you're accurate. There's another article on the fire hydrant. They've given out several thousand tickets for even standing by fire hydrants.
Okay.
So what is this all about? Just running around, foaming at the mouth? It sounds just like the Declaration of Independence, where the king has erected swarms of officers to go forth and eat out our substance.
But I think in New York City they'll get away with it, because I think the majority of people live in New York City. You want government to do things for them, and they have faith in government, and you look at the people that they vote for, and what else has to be said? I mean, the people in New York City, I think, in some respects, are brain dead. And so they're going to be more than willing to put up with this.
And then, of course, when they put up with...
Remember New York City years ago, at least they have an expression, you take some money for the muggers with you, that you're mugging money, because the people are just ready to tolerate being victims.
Well, I agree it's a test case, and they're doing it all over the country, but more so in L.A. and New York. And when you go ahead and go along with their $100 fines for not putting your newspapers out right, next time it'll be jail time, and you'll thank them for it, won't you?
Oh, sure. You'll enjoy the food there and also the cockroaches.
And they're going to build a new factory onto the jail so you can do a little work, too. And then, of course, that'll take everybody else's job on the outside. Aaron, stay there. Let's talk more about this and more about JPFO when we get back and take calls. Stay with us, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To Aaron Zellman today, founder and president of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, been around for 14 years fighting the criminals who want your guns so they can enslave you and your family. That's the historical fact. Slaves are disarmed, whether it was in Rome or this country or Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia. And in the last segment, and we're about to go straight to your calls, and I appreciate Aaron joining us today. In the last segment, I mentioned to Aaron about how you don't put your recycling out right, you get a huge fine, you put your books next to you in an open seat on the train, you get a huge fine, he mentioned, and it's in the news, you lean up against a fire hydrant, huge fine, don't wear a seatbelt, arrested, and now the police have taken out radio ads, newspaper ads, and they're saying, we're sorry, everyone hates us now, we've been ordered to raid houses without warrants, we've been ordered to do all this. We've been ordered to step all this up. We've been ordered to give you all tickets, and we're being ordered to do it. Well, that's just so they don't get resistance. Mayor Bloomberg wants more money. Look, that government has plenty of money. They just raised the property taxes, something like 95% last year. Well, here it is out of the New York Daily News real quick, and we'll get Aaron's take on this and go to some calls. Two barbers clipped for loitering at work, New York Daily News, Kim Pond, and a buddy had stepped out of Shaw's big time on Friday night to smoke a butt, but when a cop slapped them with a pair of summonses, the charge, loitering in front of a business. But Pon and Bruce Rosaro, 27, were just hanging outside the Bronx barbershop. They work there. We can't smoke inside because it's against the law, Pon, 23, told the Daily News. What are we supposed to do, go home to have a cigarette? It was 7 p.m., and Pon, who had been a barber at Shaw's for 2 months, still had one more haircut to go before calling it a night. But before he was able to get back to work, a police wagon turned the corner and slowed to a stop outside the barber shop at 935 North Morris Park Avenue near Flower Avenue. Let me see some ID. It's all part of getting shaken down for papers. You can't walk down the street or stand on the street. See, all these little innocuous laws sound like they were no big deal, but now they can take your house if there's 3-inch grass in Austin, Texas. $2,000 a day fines. See how all this stuff works? Let me see some ID, a cop told Pon and Rosaro, who said they quickly whipped out their driver's license. Yes, sir. Next thing he knew, Pon had the pink summons slip in his hand. Blame it on Bloomberg, they said the cop told them before driving away. When asked about the summons, police spokesman Deputy Chief Michael Collins issued the same statement he has made regarding other tickets. As the Daily News is fully aware, or should be aware, there are administrative procedures available to those who may have been issued summons in error or for those who may have a legitimate reason for violating these regulations. Those procedures are clearly described on the summons issued to violators. And then you go before their corrupt courts. But the border's wide open. They're funding every major terror group. They're burning the Bill of Rights. Those are the big laws. That's treason. But here in Austin, I have friends, nice middle-class people, go to a city park, having a barbecue. Cops walk over. Let me see your IDs, ruffle through their stuff, and if somebody doesn't have their ID, they will put them in the police car, take them to jail, failure to ID, in a free country. Can't be in a park, walk down the street without your ID. Is that a free country, Aaron?
It's a country that feels like it's free to harass people. It's a government that doesn't give a damn about what is right and only knows the what is wrong. But you know, there's one intriguing part about all this that you were reading, Alex, and that is that the police are saying blame it on Bloomberg. It's almost as if Mr. Bloomberg isn't aware of something, that the police are not in lockstep with him, that they don't approve of what they're being told to do or ordered to do. And that's dangerous for Mr. Bloomberg. That's a good sign.
Well, it's bizarre.
Because it shows a lack of respect for the leader, the so-called leader of New York City. And that's very important. When you start to have people who are part of government showing a lack of respect for the so-called leader, that is good for us.
But how do you double property taxes when they know the city's falling apart and the citizens are all losing their jobs? How do you tell the police to crack down on little old ladies? That's in these articles. I got a whole stack of them.
Yeah. It's just a matter of, the man is scared. He's doing scary things.
But now it says of a little old ladies, it literally says handicapped old women and such have been videoed by the news. The light will change and say walk, and if they're not totally across by the time it turns, they're giving them $200 fines. Does that sound like America to you?
No, of course not. I mean, but this is what... But lazy Americans have allowed this to happen. I mean, we have to be very realistic. There's some people still have their head in the sand, but because there's that expression, I think, something to the effect that all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And this is exactly what's happening here. Good people have chosen to do nothing. Good people have chosen to just let government take control of their lives. Well, now they're going to pay the price.
But that is good news that the police are refusing a smallpox shot. They're getting mad about having to do this. They're waking up that gun control's a fraud. But still, they're following orders. What would happen if...
Well, you know why, Alex. I mean, it all boils down to one word, pension. Everyone's concerned about their pension.
Yeah, but what if half the cops said, no, we're not going to do this anymore? It's like now it's 8 of the provinces in Canada have refused to confiscate and register guns,
that's
and the
right.
Feds are flipping out up there?
Well, I think that's a good sign. You know, what we need to do is to help politicians see the light, and so more of them will do as we tell them to do. And that's what we have to take this attitude. These people work for us. That's what public servant means. So they either follow our orders or they get out.
You know, I've told police that, and they'll say, hey, buddy, I pay taxes. I pay my own salary.
Well, then I'd like him to live on what he pays in taxes. Tell him that.
Well, that's what I said.
You pay your couple hundred dollars a month in taxes, well, fine. And you live on that. You and your entire family live on that couple hundred dollars a month. And say, well, you've got a deal. You live on your you live on your taxes. But don't expect to live on mine.
Well, it's incredible. But it seems to be a dichotomy there, because I'll have a state police major walk over and go, Mr. Jones in his cowboy hat, listen, I want you to know we were brought up, this was the Soviet Union, and we know something's wrong. And I said, well, how many of you are watching the show, of a TV show? And he goes, well, a lot of us. But he goes, the younger guys are kind of brainwashed. This is a high-level officer telling me this.
I have no doubt. I mean, and he's right about a lot of the younger guys are, you know, victims of the public school system. Of course they're brainwashed.
Well, that's what Hitler said. You get the Jugend.
Yeah, control the youth, and you're well on your way.
All right, Aaron, I want to go to some calls, and folks, also later he'll be giving out a toll-free number telling you about some of the incredible books he has. He has one that shows that our government translated the Nazi Gun Control Act and gave that to us here as the 68 Gun Control Act, and we'll talk about the new gun control measures. We're talking about police state right now. Let's go ahead and take calls. Let's go to Wesley, and then Daryl, Brian, Tom, Charles, and others. Wesley, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and good afternoon to the both of you gentlemen. For a long time before I got put on the shelf as a school teacher by muscular dystrophy, I taught American and world history. And perhaps better than most people, I understand why the Jews said never again after World War II. And I guess if there's hope in this, it's that, Alex, you reported earlier in the week that Arizona was going to refuse to cooperate with this terrorist colored alert system. And although I'm not an advocate of decriminalizing marijuana, I am encouraged that 8 Western states have said that they will permit the use of it for medical purposes.
Well, let me just say this. It does have real medical use in chemotherapy people, in glaucoma. The government ships in the hard drugs. We've got to decriminalize because they're shipping it in to create the crime. By it being illegal, that's 9 out of 10 robberies. Then it's a joke. It's like Satan punishing one of his demons. It's like Stalin telling you he's going to keep you safe from the commissars. Aaron, do you see what I'm saying about the drug war on that subject?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I agree with you that I guess a better way to put this on the whole drug war, to get people a little more focused on it, is so they understand how evil it is to ask people, when did you vote to give the government permission to dictate what you can or cannot do with your body? And sometimes, Alex, that pulls people into the argument a little better. They begin to see the bigger picture.
Well, now they're trying to say smoking marijuana is a terrorist act, so you don't have any rights if you're smoking marijuana. The point is, I don't use any of these drugs. I drink 2 glasses of coffee in the morning, and that's about as deep into drugs as I get, maybe Tylenol twice a year. But they're shipping the heroin and cocaine in to create the crisis. They make the profits. And then when they catch your dumb kid on the street with some marijuana, he gets 3 years in prison building widgets for George Bush's Wacken Hut company. It's a joke.
Well, it's more than a joke. I mean, this is a crisis that has happened.
Yeah, the police are busting indoors with black ski masks.
But again, it all boils down to, if we can get millions of Americans just to answer the question, when did you vote to give the government permission to dictate what you can or cannot do with your body?
Well, in some areas, and I don't agree with much with what Europe's done, but I do agree when they decriminalize drugs, people stop using them. It's not cool anymore.
Well, of course it isn't. I mean, only a fool is going to go use drugs.
And then it loses the money, so the drug dealers aren't these status symbols. It's like the garbage it is. It's psychology, folks. Who decriminalized? I mean, who criminalized heroin? Roosevelt. Where did his family make his money? Heroin dealing, legally. Be right back.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237. Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Friends, the British East India Company had the world monopoly on opium shipments into Western Europe, the United Kingdom, and the U.S. Their main distributor was the Roosevelt family of Hyde Park, and they lobbied to criminalize it once competition came into the market, and they could still covertly control the market and make much higher profits. Laudanum opium was sold by the bottle at drugstores, and you had less drug abuse then than you do today. They ship it in, make it illegal to jack the prices up, It then gives it a fashionable look for low-level drug dealers, and your daughters become crack whores. We must decriminalize now. That's what I have to say about the drug war. Aaron Zellman, I want to get into JPFO and what you're doing to fight the gun grabbers and what your organization does and how folks can get involved. We've got loaded phones. We've just started going to them. I didn't ask you this before you did the interview. How long can you stay with us?
Well, I'm going to have to wrap it up pretty soon. I have to go to an appointment.
So I understand. Let's
I don't want to disappoint people.
Sure, I understand. Let's jam some calls in here then. Daryl in Pennsylvania, go ahead. You're on the air. Okay, Daryl's gone. Brian in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Mr. Zellman, I think the problem is this. There's three kinds of people that make up a society. Those that want power, those that want justice, and those that want security. Unfortunately, the people that want security and power, only 5%. And the people security want 90%. The people of power and justice only want 5%. Like Benjamin Franklin said, if it's a republic if you can keep it. If we don't mature from security to justice, we'll lose this republic. Do you agree with that, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, that's exactly what's happening is... People want the government to take care of them, and it never has, it never will. You're in New York, Brian. What is it like where, according to police own admissions, they've been ordered to just totally feed on you and squeeze on you?
I'll give you two shining examples. They gave a woman a ticket sent on the subway steps. It was 6 months pregnant because it was hot. She got a $105 ticket. Guy sitting on a milk crate got a $105 ticket. I mean, what is happening here, gentlemen? I look at it like this. Any society that's starting to fall goes through three phases. First it goes insane, then becomes humiliated, then becomes destroyed. I mean, the people on top, the way I see it, no matter who they are, these people of power, be Mao Zedong, these people have turned their back on God. They think they're a small little G-God. And, you know,
absolutely. Great points, Brian. Let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, you are there. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Aaron. This is Daryl Eberhardt in Crescent, PA, and I've been a member of JPFO for going on 6 years. And I'd like to urge all of the NRA members out there, I'm a former one, but if they can't bring themselves to leave the NRA, which is a compromising organization, at least also join both JPFO and GOA, and JPFO is open to both Jews and non-Jews, because I don't see any room in the Second Amendment where it says the word shall not be infringed upon. I don't see any room for compromise there. So folks need to join JPFO and GOA so that they can get an aggressive gun rights organization out there that's fighting on their behalf.
And absolutely, and before Aaron leaves us, we'll get to a couple more calls here in a second, and stay there, Daryl, I'll let you chime back
sure.
in. Aaron Zellman, what do you think about Bush saying he'll re-sign the assault weapons ban and add a semi-automatic shotgun ban to it?
Well, the fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree, does it? For starters.
I guess his daddy was a gun grabber, too.
Well, I'm not surprised at any of this because it's a, they got a little wink from the NRA saying, yeah, go ahead and do it. You know, we'll be able to pacify the fools who support us. And it also shows that there is a haughtiness that, yes, you guys were dumb enough to let me get elected, and so I don't care if you're around or not later on.
All right. Thanks for the call, Daryl.
Yeah, thanks, Daryl.
Anything else? Okay. Let's talk to Tom in Ohio. You're on the air with Aaron Zellman. Go ahead.
Hi, Aaron. It's good to talk to you, and I'm glad you're out there fighting the battle.
Thank you.
I think that we ought to take up the battle cry over here that Israel's got, Masada never again. And I talked to a guy named Henry Lazarus, a bureaucrat, Mr. Spivak, and told him that the UN was not a good organization and that we have an expression over here, registration, confiscation, extermination. And I didn't get an answer from him. I think he was shocked at what I told him. And, Aaron, you said something about long-range shooting. What do you recommend, a 375 or something like that?
Well, I don't think I'm going to get into that. I'm not an expert in that area. But it's whatever you can handle, number one, and whatever you can handle out to 400, 500, or 600 yards.
Why would you?
So that's sort of open to everybody.
Aaron, I know you've got to go, but I wanted to talk a little bit about JPFO. Can you stay with us about 5 minutes on the other side?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Great. Stay there, Tom. I'll let you finish up. We'll talk to Charles, and then that's it for calls. Just here on the other side, real quick with Aaron Zellman, then I'll continue with the news and take more calls. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm on the phone with Marilyn from Calvera, who's going to explain a little bit about this new diet. Marilyn, tell us about it.
Well, it's a collagen protein supplement. It has collagen, aloe vera, and glycerin.
The call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, I'm going to get into the nuclear war they're trying to instigate with North Korea. Imagine out of a nuclear exchange or some type of expanded war, that'll prove to be a great diversion for the politicians and their masters that are shutting this country down. We'll get into that and much more. We're talking to Aaron Zellman. JPFO.org is the website. Real quick, let's finish up with the callers. Tom, you were asking just for, you know, when I go out deer hunting or something, or for, you know, target planking, they've actually got...
Oh, Aaron.
Hold on, Tom. They've actually got organizations you can go join that do long-range shooting sports. But I would just recommend something like a 308 bolt action Remington 700. Now, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Aaron, I was wondering, why would you recommend being able to shoot long range? Do you know about the weapons that we're going to be facing?
Well, that's part of it. You know, you want to be as far away from the enemy as you can.
Can you tell me why?
Sir, I think you know why from history. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead. The reason I like long-range shooting rifles is because I do some hunting where the deer could be 600, 700 yards away. And I think Aaron's talking about if we were invaded by a foreign power or something. I know it's treason to say that we would resist communist Chinese troops invading, which our government says they'd like to do, but I think that's what he's talking about. Let's go ahead and talk real quick to Charles in Pennsylvania. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Zellman. You're right on the money, Mr. Zellman, but something you mentioned earlier, and if I'm putting words in your mouth, stop me. Any assault on this, on the Bill of Rights or on the Constitution should immediately be, there should be a reaction. And I think I've been harping about this. This is a problem. This is what really needs to be done. Anybody that, even, you know, your enemy is, I forget what that's, things, but if they're a friend of, if they're against your enemy, they're a friend of yours.
Yeah.
We just had an incident up here in Youngstown, Ohio, where the consul tried to put in a ban, total ban on any semi-automatic. You'd get 6 months in jail or a $1,000 fine. It was reacted to by the good people of Youngstown. They came en masse yesterday, and it looks like it may be defeated. Now, that friend of Hillary Clinton from she's from Cleveland. She's not even from Youngstown. Was down there. She was the one that organized that Million Mom March thing. And I just want to reiterate that what you're saying about this, that anytime this happens, we need to have a reaction to these people, a very strong reaction, maybe people in every county.
And that's
every
the point,
state.
Is when we were fighting them in Texas, the NRA was actually trying to stop us. They're there to make you think you've got representation, so you go to sleep. Look at L.A., where they're banning ammo over 40 caliber, banning sale of ammo. Aaron Zellman comments to what Charles was just saying.
Well, I agree with what the man is saying, that we have to have a zero tolerance for rights destroyers. And I think this is something that people need to take to heart. That if someone's destroying your rights, if someone's destroying your ability to defend your life, someone's destroying your freedom or your privacy, you have to have a knee-jerk reaction to this. A zero tolerance.
Absolutely. One more call, then we'll plug JPFO and let you go. Thanks for the call, Charles. Who were you telling me was up next? I guess Warren in Colorado. Last caller for Aaron Zellman. Go ahead.
Okay. I hope I'm not wasting your time. Have you heard of the article out of the Rocky Mountain News saying that deputies say that the sheriff deputies or the sheriff department is displaying Nazi garb? There's a article out of Saturday, May 31, Rocky Mountain News, and the headline is "Deputies Say Uniforms Look Like Nazi Garb." And I also
look, all in Mexico, the secret police wear black uniforms and face ski masks. In Russia, they do it. In Germany, when your police start wearing black uniforms with skull patches, like our SWAT team does here in Austin, you got a big problem. How important is the uniform and the insignia of death being on your police, Aaron?
Well, it has a conscious effect on people. It makes people fear the police because it makes people think that the police are the authority figure and that you must do as you're ordered to do.
In fact, the uniforms they wear are even more thuggish than what the Nazis wore.
Well, modern technology has helped out a long way.
Absolutely. The Nazis be doing it the same way today if they could.
Imagine what the Nazis could do with a computer system versus the holograph machine that they had. Just imagine.
Yeah, that was IBM.
Right, that's right.
And Prescott Bush ran the big Nazi bank in New York, Brown Brother Harriman, and paid that big $1 million fine. And then Bush went to one of the concentration camps and said how sad he was while he's destroying our Bill of Rights. And what did you think of that, Aaron?
Well, this is it's all for show. I mean, people have to see this for what it is. It's like, it is something evil trying to look good.
Absolutely. Warren, thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate it. Aaron Zellman, how do folks get the free email alert? How do they join JPFO?
The free email alerts are from our website, which is jpfo.org, and they can simply go there and sign on.
And you've got the Grandpa Jack comic book series.
We have a whole series of them. We have 8 of them now. The latest one is called Is America Becoming a Police State? And, they can learn more about the documentary we're working on that shows the connection between gun control and genocides.
Now, you also have a book, and I've got it somewhere on a shelf. What is it, Gun Control, Gateway to Tyranny?
It's one of our original books, yes. That is a side-by-side comparison between the 68 Gun Control Act and the 1938 Nazi gun control laws.
Now, Don...
By the way, on the back of the book, just for what it's worth, we reprint the letter from the Library of Congress law librarian, Lewis Coffin, who acknowledges to Senator Thomas Dodd that we have received the copies of the German weapons law, which you requested us to translate for you, and the translation is on its way back to you.
And then that becomes the law with a few word changes, and he worked in the Nuremberg trials.
He was with the Justice Department, yes.
So an obvious Nazi sympathizer.
Yes, it's kind of an odd guy. We assume he's a Nazi sympathizer, although he's a strong anti-communist. Of course, that would go hand in hand. So again, here you have evil trying to masquerade as being good.
All right, so jpfo.org. I recommend the Grandpa Jack series. It's great for adults, the simple-minded public. It states it historically. I don't have the newest version of it, but you've got 8 different ones, and you've got the Gun Control Gateway to Tyranny. What about a toll-free number or a number to call?
800-869-1884. That's our order line number. The regular number is 262-673-9745.
That number again, the toll-free one?
800-869-1884. That's the order line, right?
And folks, if you don't get involved with the fight for the Second Amendment, Josh Sugarman of Handgun Control Incorporated and Violence Policy Center said in the 2001 March 25th issue of The Statesman that right next to an article that where they were attacking me for being pro-gun, there's a whole bunch of articles about it that day. He said, "We've got your kids. In another generation, we will ban all guns." And he was laughing at us in the article. And if people don't get involved in this fight and educate others and make it a duty to take people under their wing, we're going to lose America.
You're You're right, Alex. You're right.
All right. Well, Aaron Zellman, I really appreciate you coming on, and I'm on the same page with you about the police state and how far it's grown, and I understand your frustration, but I also hear you saying that you're seeing a great awakening that you've never seen before. Is that accurate?
When you can get folks on the left to start agreeing with folks on the right about the destruction of the Bill of Rights, that's a good sign.
Well, I have...
Unfortunately, there's folks on the left and folks on the right who also want to destroy the Bill of Rights. That's not such a good sign.
Well,
so this is going to be truly a showdown between good and evil.
Well, by not being a hypocrite and exposing the corruption of Bush, liberals tune in, they get converted to being constitutionalists, and they go out and buy guns and realize the New World Order scam. Have you found that we're able to deprogram liberals to understand if we're just honest and aren't hypocritical and will expose the corruption of the Republicans as well?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. I don't know if you're going to reprogram anybody, but I think they begin to take a different look at you and become more tolerant.
Absolutely. Aaron Zellman, Godspeed, and take care, my friend.
Okay, you too, Alex.
We'll see you, buddy. All right, we'll take more calls. I'm going to get into some news first. The toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And I will get you up and on the air. Aaron Zellman had to leave us after an hour and 10 minutes, and I appreciate him. Not an hour and 10 minutes. Yeah, an hour and an hour and 12 minutes. Okay. I got a bunch of other stuff I haven't even gotten to. It is all so bizarre and so out of control and so important that we covered it. I've got Rumsfeld here saying that they want to go ahead and attack North Korea. And if that doesn't concern you, you're crazy. This is the Washington Post. U.S. can't rule out North Korea strike, Rumsfeld advisor says. Now, a month and a half ago, Rumsfeld leaks, and they now admit it was a purposeful leak. They leak the battle plan to attack North Korea with a literal sneak attack. To attack North Korea with a literal sneak attack in October. But again, it isn't a sneak attack because they leaked it. They want North Korea to attack us. We have the 10-part federal document from 1940, the 10-part plan of how to get the Japanese to attack us and to how to let them attack us. And then, of course, our government had prior knowledge and ordered the Navy to stand down and to take the attack. Five Japanese submarines were sunk in the harbor, outside the harbor, that morning. This is now admitted fact. It doesn't take away from the valiance of the Navy and Marine and Army people, that and Air Force people, well, at that time Army Air Corps people, that died at Pearl Harbor. But this is the reality. This is the reality of what we're facing. And with Kim Jong-il, I mean, this guy is psychopathic. He is evil. And our government, Donald Rumsfeld, has given him nuclear reactors. U.S. can't rule out North Korea strike, Rumsfeld advisor says. You realize how big this is? The globalists say they're allowed to preemptively strike anybody they want, so don't complain when we get preemptively striked. And thanks to China and Clinton and Bush and all the rest of them that armed China and armed North Korea, they can now hit the United States. The United States should be prepared to destroy North Korea's Yongbong reactor if necessary to keep the capital from trafficking in nuclear weapons, an influential member of the Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld advisory panel said on Wednesday. Well, Richard Perle said about 2 months ago when this blueprint came out, he said at a White House press dinner, he told the reporters, he said, get ready, we're going to be invading North Korea, and sort of laughing. I mean, even if you're invading and it's the right thing to do, you don't laugh about it. It's not funny, Prince of Darkness, as you've been dubbed. That's his nickname. Whether we can effectively mobilize a coalition, including China, Russia, the South Koreans, the Japanese, ourselves, and so isolate them that they will abandon this program, that remains to be seen, said Richard Perle. See, he's the guy, an architect of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. That's certainly the preferable way to deal with it. See, we always say that at first. he had in a speech to the conference on Iraq reconstruction. He also had conferences on how to profit from the Iraq war months before the war. Totally illegal. That's certainly the preferable way to deal with it, he added to a speech to a conference of Iraqi reconstruction. But I don't think anyone can exclude the kind of surgical strike we saw in 81, talking about Israel attacking Iraq. He said, referring to Israel's surprise air attack that destroyed Iraq's nuclear reactor near Baghdad, known as Taymuz, on June 7, 1981. We should always be prepared to go it alone if necessary. The administration of President Bush has branded North Korea part of the axis of evil with Iran and pre-war Iraq, and wants the capital of North Korea to ditch its nuclear program. Yeah, ditch it after you gave them two reactors that are able to create, according to the Associated Press, 100 nuclear warheads a year, and they've got the delivery systems from the Chinese. The nuclear dispute erupted last October when the United States said North Korea had admitted to having a covert program. On Monday, North Korea said it wanted nuclear weapons so it could cut its huge conventional forces and divert funds to an economy foreign analysts say is close to collapse. I think we must assume that if they had a nuclear weapon and if Al-Qaeda wished to purchase a nuclear weapon, it's a deal that could be done, said Pearl, who was Assistant Secretary of Defense for the International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan. Hey, hold on just a minute. Wait just a second. Hold your horses. They've had dozens of nuclear warheads for 5-6 years. They've produced hundreds now, but every time they talk about it, they go, oh, we got to stop them before they get a nuke. We got to stop them before they get a nuke. When our government gave them the reactors and gave them the nuclear know-how. I have a whole, 10-minute segment on this in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Out of the 2-hour and 40-minute film, I've got about 10 minutes where we cover this in detail with all the news articles, just dozens of them and public statements. It's the same thing. But, you know, they told us that Iraq had all these weapons and they were sure about it. They were going to give it to Al-Qaeda. And it turns out the CIA knew that was totally false. You had the former top CIA advisor Ronald Reagan on this show, he's got the same name as that southern governor, Mr. McGovern, yes. We had him on to tell you that they knew it was all false, and now it's come out yesterday. The CIA admits, yes, it was false. We were told a lie. Dick Cheney dropped by and pressured us to say they had all these weapons. And by the way, Iraq is littered with chemical weapons, giant bunkers half blown up full of it. No one dare go into it to try to remove it all, bombed in the first Gulf War. Our government can't hold a canister of that up because they're already declared sites, or it's marked U.S. chemical weapons. That would look real good. Oh, we found the warehouse of warheads. Yes, they're on every street corner, basically. But it's all marked U.S. I have video of the U.S. marked chemical weapons in there. The point here is they're trying to push North Korea into attacking us first. They're doing overflights of South Korea. They got their speedboats harassing people. They're saying they may strike first. They're telling Iran brace to be invaded. They're telling Syria this, just hoping somebody makes a move. Go ahead, punk, pick the gun up. But it isn't Dirty Harry, folks. The bad guy's saying, go ahead, pick the gun up, and putting people's backs against the wall. It's crazy. Order out of chaos. That's the New World Order game. We'll be right back with more calls and news.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before the war, before the 911 attacks, Richard Pearl and Rumsfeld and Cheney had gotten together with a Project for a New American Century and written policy reports where they said, we need terrorists to attack us. Events on the scale of Pearl Harbor are bigger, so we can take over the world for a new world order. And it all happened, and now they're saying, we're going into Syria. We're going into Iran. We're going into North Korea. We're going in everywhere. We're going to have a national draft. We're going to set up execution centers at FEMA bases. We're going to arrest you. We're going to, oh, it's for your safety. Shut up, or you're a traitor. Let us have our own private contracts off of war and make billions apiece. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, it is sick, people. It is sick to watch him doing this. We're about to go to John in England, Ted in Texas, and many others that are patiently holding. We've got a whole third hour just jam-packed with news and your calls coming up. In fact, I'll get to your calls in this hour. I just want to take a few minutes out to remind listeners that I have produced 9 documentary films. The 9th film is now out, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 2 hours and 40 minutes long. I have been saying 2 hours and 37. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It is encyclopedic. You will have a great education on how the New World Order operates, what they do, the crimes they've committed, what their plans are, their operations, the terror they carry out, Project for New American Century, all of it, in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order Police State 3 or 911, The Road to Tyranny, or my book, Descent into Tyranny, any of the great films or my book. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888 573-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Videos are mini printing presses. Get them. Make 100 copies. It's easy to do. Get them out to opinion makers. Expose the terrorists. Expose the evildoers. It's up to you. Peter Jennings won't do it. Get the videos now, folks. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. Get them and make copies. John in the United Kingdom, go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've got three things. I hope you'll let me get through them.
Sure, go ahead.
Important. I was just listening to your talk with Aaron there. I have to say that I used to believe the propaganda, and I have to thank you for waking me up. I know you've had me on the show a couple of times as a caller, but it was a 3 a.m. revelation watching 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, which just completely stunned me and broke me out of the trance, basically. And I used to think, thanks to the propaganda, that the Patriot Movement was a bunch of nutcases. Now, having read in more detail and understanding why you guys don't want to give up the guns, it makes perfect sense. But, of course, all the propaganda is there to demonize you guys. So I want to say to anyone listening to the show, you need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. You need to wake friends up out of their trance. You need to let them know that it's all just propaganda and that we're being lied to constantly. That's the first thing. Secondly, I hope you got my emails about George Monbiot and BBC Newsnight last night.
I did, but why don't you tell us about it and I'll hold you over. You can tell us the rest of the story.
Great. Well, George Monbiot is a guy who's been at the front of these anti-globalization protests. He's a journalist in The Guardian, which Greg Palast also writes for, and he was on BBC Newsnight, which is one of the programs that Greg Palast works for. Interesting. But he was talking about the fact that the anti-globalists are always saying, well, we don't like this and we don't like that, but he was bringing forward a manifesto of what the anti-globalists might be in favor of.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to hear about this list of demands when we get back. Stay there, John. Third hour straight away. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.